Hello, this is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the limits, the city limits?
In city limits.
Thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are going on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Ector County, according to you?
I don't really know right now.
Okay, that's fine. And how would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
And is that not too concerned or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. And we're going to use the scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Good.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Good.
The quality of the public schools.
Oh, not interested. Don't have kids there.
Okay, that's fine. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Good.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Good.
Availability of quality health care.
Oof, not so good.
And would you rate that fair or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Good.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Okay.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Fair.
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime.
Fair.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Availability of affordable housing.
Fair.
Public transportation.
Probably poor.
Thank you. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Retirees. And we're going to rate them in the same way. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
People living below the poverty line?
Fair.
People like you?
I'm fixing to be a retiree, so I'm going to move out of here. So.
Oh, okay. What a coincidence, because we do have a question about that. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So how would you rate that?
Four.
Thank you. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Immigrants from other countries?
You know, I don't really know about that.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. What about young single people?
Poor.
Families with children?
Fair.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Edgar County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Edgar County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll be about the same.
Thank you. Now, we're going to talk about economic development, and we're almost there, but we still have a few more questions to go. So please bear with me.
Okay.
Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar mm-hmm. are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Edgar County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Edgar County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, mm-hmm. transportation, and neighborhood renewal, mm-hmm. making the community a better mm-hmm. place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Edgar County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Edgar County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Edgar County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or
very
not
very
likely?
Likely. Very likely. Yeah, I am out of here in 5 years.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Is it poor economic conditions like lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere? Is it family reasons or retirement? Is it poor educational opportunities?
Yeah, it's family and retirement.
Okay, thank you. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American?
White. Yes.
Thank you.
White.
Is anyone in your household employed? Excuse me. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
And what is your annual household income? Is it less than $75,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus?
Yeah,
75 plus. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student?
Full-time. Full-time. Yeah, full-time.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Goodbye. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.